Mom's yelling at mom right now.
Seriously. The moms are fine.
Mommy slapped mom at the dinner table.
Welcome to Has-Been Airsoft. As usual, I'm your host, Megalo. We have the homeless man returned.
How's it going, guys?
Schultz. We've got the unemployed Dave.
Oh, hey.
We've got just the train wreck side of the table.
Jesus Christ.
I'm on the side.
No, you got the corner dividing.
We're just going to work on ourselves.
We're in a demilitarized zone.
We're in the DMZ.
We have fucking Macklemore himself, Scuba.
Thank you. How you going, everybody?
We have, looks like he wants to kill us all, Doug.
It's because I do.
Not wrong.
We have our demo.
I hate airsoft. So much.
And we have the golden child.
It's jungle, and I hate myself for being here.
For the record, it's 1:45 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't going to hear it for another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like always
my name's Megalo, and I hate editing this show.
Before we start,
Megalo.
That one dude on Facebook who said you have more than 3 listeners, bro, what's his name?
I don't even remember.
It was they're in Delaware, right?
He's fuckheads.
That was the guy on
Instagram. No, it was on. Yeah, it was on Instagram.
Thank you for participating. But we would know we have more listeners if you guys participated more.
We should start giving out participation trophies.
Fuck that. even if you're just telling us that we're a bunch of fuckfaces, say something.
Yes.
Well, that's how we know there are listeners.
Justify my existence. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, calm down, every YouTuber ever.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Please do leave likes.
What are we bringing to the table today?
Like,
well,
for like
the big deal.
S2R.
The big
ASL.
Oh God.
Parents in room.
Shitty pop punk away status. All
so,
right.
So
let's reel this shit wagon back in.
Yeah.
So the big deal is obviously that Milsom West announced another East Coast game, and what gets me beyond excited is where it's going to be, which is at the Cove in Virginia.
Well, I think we're the only two here that have been to that AO, right?
I haven't been.
Yeah, we're the only two here.
Okay.
Rick Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Flawed.
So for the guys of you that
rest
don't know, what three-letter uses it as, like, training for Afghanistan, or, like, all of them?
CIA.
Redacted.
No shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, CIA Redacted. Uses that campground as a training for Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's that shitty
when
trail,
you're in, like,
so make sure you lace your boots up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were in, like, the more, like, border areas with Pakistan, it's similar to that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's basically a mountaintop.
Yes. You're in the Blue Ridge Mountains, so
will
it's part of the Appalachian Trail.
Flowing white robes?
I mean, sure, there can be.
I'm sure there,
like,
probably are.
Redact that.
I mean, you still don't want to be stuck in the middle of the night with one of the locals.
No.
I mean, maybe.
Do you want to meet him?
Actually, probably in West Virginia there is, like, Man Love Thursdays.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
no, that's,
but it's your
that's
cousin.
Sister Cousin Loving Fridays.
We're sorry.
Sorry,
are
we give
though?
A fuck. We don't have any listeners from there. I checked the statistics.
Because they don't have electricity there yet.
So, wait, so no, it's because, like, in South Carolina, right, the world already ended. In West Virginia, it hasn't begun yet.
I'm glad it's still Pangea.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why they don't believe in evolution. It hasn't happened yet.
We got highbrow jokes for days.
Yeah.
Highbrow jokes for days.
This is what happens when you start day drinking at the diner.
True. And welcome back. You might have heard a big,
so,
long pause.
Let's roll it back in again. So, just to give, like, some...
This is the guy who's casting it all the way out.
That's us to bring that up.
Is that a Fisher?
There's good Megalo and bad Megalo. So, to look at this place topographically, it's insane. The elevation changes are insane.
Yep.
They're sudden, they're high. Like, 60-degree gradients going up a dry riverbed is a thing we're going to have to go through.
Yeah, so, a little preface on... The campground itself is kind of in a valley in between three of the main ridges that they still own. But the actual campground you stay at is in the valley of it. So for Milsom West, I'd have to imagine, because the game is called Balcar Ridge, that all three of those are going to be in play and just be a meat grinder.
Most
for
likely.
Everyone in there.
Maybe a lot of
what's up, Operation Red Wings?
No, I have a feeling this is probably going to be one of their highest fallout rate events. that yeah. they
yeah. probably.
So yeah. to give you an idea, the Cove, most of the teams that rolled out to Cove 1 were not like shitty teams. They were not shitty people. And Endex, the final formation,
it started
was a
with
ghost
like
town.
2 220 by ending it was maybe 70.
Cuz it was pretty warm during the day and then it dropped really cold at night.
Yep.
And through all that, you're dealing with these elevation changes. And even with night vision on, it was pitch black.
Well, the canopy's so thick, even with... Did we have a full moon or no?
We did have a full moon.
Yeah, you still... Nods were barely working, because there's just no ambient light getting through.
You would need IR light.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was. You would either see lasers or IR illuminators, and you're like, well, there's a squad. But other than that, it was nothing.
Even though there wasn't that much activity at night, because by then, most people had either gone to ground or left.
Yeah.
We were pretty much... Us and that little four-man element we ran into that got clapped were pretty much the only ones active at night.
So how long is this game going to be? Like how many
40 hours.
40 hours?
Yeah,
that's
all the way through.
So starts Friday, goes to Sunday around like noon.
That element that you ran into, is that the one that Ty tripped over?
No, that's the one that Wyman forgot to turn like his navigation light off. Yeah. He got clapped up. I had to go up and get him. We got him back.
Yeah.
And then Ty lased them.
Yeah.
We burned them. And like... After the guys with Nod searching, we clicked our lights on, and we all went into them, and then we realized, like, as we were shooting, oh, it's only four guys.
Yeah, it was like...
And I could just hear my 2.7s clinking off their goggles.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, that was back when 2.7s were still allowed to be used.
Yep.
It's back when they were readily available, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Red Storm East.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yes.
John Rue, we know you're listening.
All right, so you got the crazy elevation changes, you got a thick canopy, so your nods really aren't the greatest.
Anywhere off the trails is dense trees.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're talking like swimming through trees.
Yeah.
Like actually swimming?
Yeah.
Like, well, you can, there's a lake.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, actually, I've heard about the
amphibious assault.
About that amphibious assault. You actually want to talk about that a little bit? Give a little
we don't need to plug... That event producer. I mean, I don't know what Milsom West is going to do, so I don't want to...
I don't know if those buildings are going to be in play.
Yeah. So, because the campground, at least the way Black Sheep had it worked, is that we kind of had the upper half of it where the ridgeline was, but all the bottom half was still for people paying to use the campground.
Yeah,
so I don't
like
know.
A Land Rover event that weekend.
Right.
Like old defenders and stuff.
So there's one smaller lake, then there's a bigger lake that's kind of surrounded by cabins. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the property is humongous, so if they literally got the full thing, like, that would be...
Insane.
Insane.
Oh, I mean...
How many people... Like, do we know the person count for the event? Like, what's their cap?
I mean, Milsom West normally caps theirs around, like, I think, what, 125, 150 a side?
Oh, wow.
Maybe they'll open it up to,
I'm going to say, if it's the whole...
Two and two.
Land they have.
Yeah.
Two and two might even be... You might not see someone for days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, from what I remember, it's typically around like 125 to 150 aside I can see.
If it's the whole AO and it's 150 aside, communication is going to be incredibly vital, or neither side will get anything done.
Yeah, you're going to need repeaters.
Yeah.
Communication is typically pretty good at Milsom West games.
This also just because the elevation changes.
Right.
Oh, and,
and the dense trees, it cuts radio signals down.
And also, only squad leaders are allowed to have comms. Everyone else, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Last game I
Milsom went to, West, we only on. Squad leaders have comms.
You can't have comms intermitted, though?
You can't have comms in your squad.
Is the group me still good, or...
Cell phones?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Yeah.
Pagers?
I don't
so
know how
when
cell phone
dip
service
out,
was there.
We just turn them on. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Well, I didn't think you
had
radio on. That's crazy.
Yeah. Such a bitch.
It's
well, the enemy can't search you.
I mean, the idea is to keep the command net clear.
Yeah, it's to keep the command.
It's honestly, it's not a bad idea. As someone who's been in RTO at pretty much every game I've ever been to, if there were, like, when we did the Cove, it was almost worked the same way, because pretty much there was one radio per squad, and we were able to communicate, and it was great. Every other game, when I get on the radio, I'm trying to do my, you know, Houston Central voice over someone else who's spurging into the radio.
So you said there was only one radio for that squad. I heard it was a Motorola talk about with a little tiny bottle of Gatorade also.
Oh god, no. No, it was like a Motorola Jedi that wasn't programmed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a tiny bottle of Gatorade strapped to it.
Fun size
and a loincloth, and that's all he brought for the game.
Hey dude, he'll be fun.
Don't get him close to the fire. That's where he gets strong.
No, you can't put him in the fire or he'll get stronger.
Right. Oh lord.
Because he'll finally dry the swamp thing out.
Yeah.
Woof.
Do you have actually any other insight? Because I know, John, you're going again.
I went to that AO twice. Got super lost the second time. Like, wound up on the bottom side of the gun range, and I'm like, we're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was literally just nothing but a roller coaster of peaks and valleys with, like, big-ass rocks in the trail. Like, it sucked ass.
Were you part of the human centipede? Remember when we went off at night? Okay.
Is that a thing at this
point? So, what happened was...
Because it was so dark.
Do you pay extra for that? Or?
I want in.
No, because it was so dark at night, and not everyone on our squad had night vision, and a few people were being baby back bitches about moving in complete darkness. So, they literally had shoulder on the man in front of you, move in unison, get to where we need to go, follow the trail.
You get those things that preschoolers have, where like you hold on to the rings and they walk across the city.
That's pretty much what it was.
What I'm talking about is we got to that one point we held all night.
Yeah.
From there, I think it was me, you, Ty, and Joey.
Yeah.
Tried to all human centipede off to another point near them because we realized we were pretty close to it.
Yeah.
And so literally, it was like nut to butt. Everyone walking forward.
Yeah.
Trying to go up and down.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Because we turned around and came back, and we were talking to two of the refs who came up and like, oh no, there's like a canyon in between you and there. You can't go that way.
Right.
That's not how any of that works.
This isn't how it works. Any of this works.
You know what?
I will say, though, Desert Tiger works phenomenally at
that AO. You know what I wish would happen? I wish that there would be one of the games there by one of those southern producers, and Bubba and his boys would all bring their fucking Jeeps to that game. And they would break on the trails.
Don't use my tag launcher.
It would be amazing.
Don't use my tag launcher. Those trails would break everything.
That'd be great.
They destroyed Wyman's Jeep.
He didn't have really any suspension work, though.
Yeah.
He had, I think, what, 1-inch bump stops?
Yeah.
And that was it.
What did he break?
He
ripped an entire fender flare off.
That'll happen, though.
I think he actually smashed the exhaust up bad enough to break the cat.
Yeah. That'll also happen. You gotta drill some holes in it, fill it with brake cleaner, and then you can drive it. It's a rookie move. That's how I passed inspection 3 straight years on my Wrangler.
That'll do it.
Alrighty.
Back on topic.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Absolutely, absolutely grueling AO. Like, if you're planning on going to this game, start working out now.
Yeah, especially with Milsom West, because, like, you have your ruck, where you're keeping everything to sustain yourself for 40 hours, your assault pack, and then your whatever load-bearing equipment you want, whether it's a chest rig or a plate carrier. So, like, there's no going back to the car. There is no staging. It's... you go through your initial inspection, and then you go. So no sad sacks or soft bodies allowed. If you quit, that's it. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Damn. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those... It's pretty much as... actually, Carino had mentioned it. It's pretty much an FTX.
That's
kind of
cool.
You're packing for...
That's...
Yeah. So you're pretty much out there for the 3 days or whatever it is. You got your meals with you. You've got your sleeping systems with you. Everything.
Yeah, that's why I want to go to a Milsom West, because it's a good change of pace from kind of what we've been doing. Not that I don't enjoy being boozy and, you know, playing for 12 hours, going back to a hotel, having some brouhahas, but...
It's true.
You know, I kind of want to switch it up a little bit and do something a little bit more.
You need to.
Not only that, man. I'm liking how the change is starting to go more back to Woods games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving the mount and everything, mm-hmm. and let that settle for a few years, and then maybe they'll transition back, but, like, I'm loving the Woods game right now.
Well, Milsom now has been kind of transitioning back and forth. Milsom West was also at the Guardian Center, which I'm going to...
Yeah, a couple days.
Iron Horse.
Was it next weekend?
Yes. We leave Thursday night.
Oh, boy.
It's gonna be good!
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna get Jesse!
Yeah, so definitely follow us on the Instagram and stuff like that, because we're gonna...
Collect ears.
We're gonna cause a lot of problems.
Lodats is going.
Let me know.
No, Lodats is not going.
What's the final? What's the final group for that?
Okay, so it's me, Demo Defo,
mm-hmm.
Paintball John, Biondo,
okay.
Richie Mofat,
okay,
Jesus
Joe, Jesus
Keith, and
Ralph.
Kind
of not a bad little group.
Not a bad little group. So bunch of nonsensical hitters just going down there causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time. Definitely, going to be a long drive, so it's going to get interesting.
I won't say this in Ralph's presence, because I don't want to, like, boost his ego, But Ralph is a pretty good gun in a fight. I'll give him that.
That's kind of the reason why I was like, yeah, you want to go? Let's go.
He learns how to listen to somebody else.
Yeah. It's true. Can't hear anybody over his own ego.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
I know. Sucks.
But it's none of us here.
No, 0% of us.
Yeah. So that's going to be... There's going to be some interesting things posted up. Hopefully, probably get some footage. Maybe do something.
Can you stop at Pedro's south at a border for me?
Doug, do you want to get kidnapped as a child again or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
I will outgun everybody. I'll bring at Pedro's south of the border.
I'll bring you snakes and sparklers. Those are the only ones I like.
Those are the ones I like. So that's all I say.
It's gonna be good. So anything else? Is that
I got it.
The big question that we've already gotten from some teasers on Facebook are, what side we're looking to roll this thing.
Ah, there's
so,
that.
Not that we're going to drop that on this podcast.
No.
Because
there's still some elements
yet,
we need to rule in and rule out about a little bit of who can go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And who can we reach out to on what sides to coordinate with? Because as Jungle brought up when we discussed this earlier, if you're going to an event like Milsom West, you really need to be ready to communicate with the side you're going on. It's not just... It's not a John Liu game where you're going to roll up and you're going to roll face and you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
You need to work with the elements that are there and the elements that are going.
Right. If you try and go off and be all Snowflake Squad, you will get your time will be ruined intentionally by Milsom West.
Why is the Hillary voter calling people snowflakes?
All right, oh. So...
That shit got changed real quick.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
First off, you have no clue who I voted for. And it's not Hillary.
No.
I know you're an ardent Trump supporter, just based on that sweet stash and flannel. However.
I know who you voted for.
I bet you
third
do.
Party.
Gary fucking Johnson.
Maybe. Yeah, man.
You wanted to feel the Johnson. So it is.
They wouldn't even let me vote. I don't have a permanent residence.
Yeah, well, your Amazon box.
Goodwill took it away.
You can't get mail delivered to an Amazon box.
It's better off it got taken away.
P.O. box.
P.O. boxes cost money. If you're living out of an Amazon box, you're not opening a P.O. box.
You live out of a P.O. box.
Yeah.
That's...
Maybe if I was Mike's size, I could live in a P.O. box.
Maybe.
But that's not working.
With room.
You know, I was going through my phone the other day and I found a picture of you inside of a truck tire.
That just gives you a megalo for scale
comparison. Yeah. Yeah. Where was that?
We did that at training.
Oh,
that's
yes!
Right.
Then Doug rolled me.
The monster truck tire.
So,
oh, my word.
Back on topic a little bit.
Sure.
That's this week's image.
Yeah.
I'm finding it, don't worry.
Yeah.
So, you guys talk about, like, you have to work out and everything to go to this game.
Yep.
What would you recommend doing for people who are like...
Cardio.
Would you recommend rucking?
I would recommend running. And not, like, running with your ruck, because that's how you wreck your knees.
Exactly, yeah.
But, like, rucking, you know, carrying weight.
Yeah. Carrying weight, speed walk.
So it's just a lot of endurance is really what you're going to need.
Yeah.
Need for this
like,
event.
Even if you're just going to do, all right, I'm going to put a movie on, I'm going to set an okay pace on my treadmill, and I'm going to go through the whole movie without stopping.
You're not going to be able to do it, because you're fat.
But so long as you try, you'll
there's
be able
the
to
voice of reason for you.
You'll be able to make it up the hill, take a break, and then go into a fight. Or you get up the hill, and like what happened to me at the Cove, where that hill killed me. We got to the top into a firefight, and I was like, okay, adrenaline now. And then we went off and we fought.
Yeah,
like you just need enough endurance to carry yourself to the next encounter.
Damn. And then hope adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
Prick. And then eventually you'll catnap. I was catnapping for like a week after that game.
Is that because you're tiny, or you like cats?
I don't like cats.
He doesn't
much.
Like cats.
That's no, true. You're a cat guy.
He's a cat.
No, I'm not a cat guy. I don't particularly
nah,
like cats.
He used to talk shit to my cat every time he came to my house.
Yeah. I talk shit to your new cat, too.
Have you met him?
Yeah. I actually, no, I saw him run around your house because he's
okay,
terrified
yeah.
of everything still.
Not yet. Not anymore.
True.
But
can you wrap this shit up? Like,
welcome to Has-Been Airsoft.
Jesus Christ.
Where we discuss my relationship with animals.
Yeah. Oh my word.
So what are the things would you suggest doing to pretty much get yourself into shape for this?
I mean, getting
other
used
from
to...
From people that have been there.
Other than cardio? Cardio.
Yeah.
I mean, get used to, obviously, the weight that you're going to carry, right? Because,
yeah.
like, especially at Milsom West, having, like, I'm not used to a pack and a salt pack and chest rig. Normally it's... Mm-hmm. Whatever I need to go out for...
Stuff in your pockets, backwards,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just with backwards baseball, everything that you're...
Yeah.
Your baseball cap with the red rim.
Yeah, everything that you're... that you need to carry per their tax op, like, adds up quickly. And to think about everything to sustain yourself for 40 hours, it's very likely there are periods of time where you're going to be carrying upwards of 50 pounds of shit while marching for an extended period of time. So, like,
yeah, a lot
let that sink in.
Off,
yeah.
At Nelson West.
8-inch boots, 6-inch boots.
I wear ankle boots, so...
Ankle support, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't go that route,
yeah.
But... So,
whatever you would normally use, so if you have weak ankles, go high boots. If you
right.
don't, go low because you'll get the extra mobility.
Would
yeah.
you recommend cutting things that you usually bring on just for like show and shit like that?
Yes.
Actually just
absolutely.
Cut to bare minimum actually
yeah.
what you need to survive.
Bare minimum
absolutely.
To sustain yourself. Like, you know,
when
you don't need to run real plates, it's airsoft. You can just...
So the only reason to run real plates for Nelson West, if you're going to wear a plate carrier... with real or training plates and a helmet, because then you get two tourniquets before you have to use the water bottle, and that's like their final medic. You're dead, drink a bottle of water and you're back in. But for an event like this, I would say you're dumb to do that.
Chest rigs,
yeah, chest
yeah.
rigs and
backpacks. So what I ran for Cove One was a belt kit
mm-hmm.
with I think I had a fast mag. I think I had two fast mags, a dumper, a double M4, and then I had a sling pack with my radio and everything else in it, water, stuff like that. And then I just had my AR directly, like, I used the sling pack as like a 1-point sling for the AR, because
okay.
I was on medic and radio, so I was dropping the gun a lot to get on the radio or to medic on someone.
Yeah, I ran an MBSS with a belt kit the first go round, and then by the first time we made it back to our base, I ditched the belt kit completely and was just down to the MBSS. But that was with fake plates, like not anything real. So it was like 6 mags, radio, and then the map pack on the MBSS, and that's it. So.
Alright.
Yeah.
Plate carry wasn't terrible when I went to South Carolina for that game.
But that's
I mean, it wasn't
flat.
It wasn't hilly,
but
it was fucking
flat.
Burning.
Right.
Hot.
Yeah.
Like
that's true. You guys,
90% humidity.
Yeah, you guys
yeah.
went. Yours was like what, almost the middle of summer.
Yeah.
What could we expect?
Oh, and didn't wasn't there
was?
An open like just downpour in the middle of that game?
A few times, yeah.
And how badly did that suck?
It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, I didn't mind it so much because
did you
I
pre-plan
at that point,
for anything like that, or were you?
Yeah.
Asked
did.
Out. Okay.
No, I had PCU. I just threw it over my carrier.
Okay.
And like, okay, it's just covering me for the time being.
Yeah.
And then. While I was walking around, because we were still doing guard duty, I just found shelter and just took it off.
Okay.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
So it's probably going to be similar weather conditions to what we had when we were down there. So fairly warm during the day, fairly cold at night.
When is the game?
It's in May. Now I've
May
been,
12th and 13th.
I've been to like mountains nearby, because there's a winery that I go to that's in Blue Ridge also. It's actually near, it's closer to Staunton, but
okay.
it's that same area, and during the day, even in May, it'll be pretty warm, and at night, it'll be cold,
because
yeah. you just get that temperature swing on a mountain.
Yeah.
You get temperature swing, but you're also out, you're warm all day, you're
yeah.
sweating,
yeah.
stuff
so,
like that.
So, I would say bring
of...
baby wipes to GI shower, so
yeah.
you can just get the sweat off you, and change a uniform, or...
So clutch.
Yeah. I was the luckiest thing that happened to me at the Cove was that we went to the surplus store beforehand.
Yeah.
And for like $10, I got another complete extra small Desert Tiger set.
Wow.
So
yeah.
bring
just
an extra
the,
uniform.
The luck.
Well,
that's
it
rule
says in the tax op to bring
yeah.
extra
yeah.
uniforms and all that. So like
whatever we end up running, I'm going to have to either buy a second one or buy two of.
Yeah. So I just got the Alice pack that I'm going to try and make work for this. Just the straight USGI. Old school Alice.
I got two in the garage. Awesome.
I got.
Yeah, but in order to make it work with everything, because the medium one is a little tiny for everything you need to bring, so that's why I'm probably going to
do. Are you using that as your ruck?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a big North Face civilian ruck that I'm going to use.
Yep.
Maybe
totally.
I'll get a cover for it if we're running militia,
so they
I'm not
ask
gonna get
if
a
you're
cover.
Using civilian packs to get a cover if it's some bright.
No,
like
it's,
hiking.
It's,
if it's like a neutral gray black,
yeah.
you're fine.
It has some highlights on it, but like that's it.
Yeah, no, it's more like the like pastel
yeah.
red, blue, greens that they're like, hey, can you get a cover
it's
for
purple.
That? You're ruining my immersions.
Hmm.
And if we end up militia, like it works perfectly for militia.
Yeah,
because it looks just it's you know it's a civvy pack.
Yeah, the only thing that I was going to do to try and cram everything in the main pack, or the Alice pack, is just get like a stuff sack from REI to compress everything down even farther.
Get the vacuum space storage bags for your extra uniforms.
Actually, I do have a vacuum sealer, so I can, like, I could do that. I could vacuum seal
it. I'm not going to be able to re-vacuum seal it.
You can roll them. Like the vacuum
bags? No, like they...
There's a lake.
Like REI sells the compression. They're waterproof and...
No, there's a lake. What you do is, if you want to reseal something that's in a vacuum, you put in like a Ziploc bag, and then you lower the Ziploc bag into the water, and the pressure of the water squeezes the air out, and then before you put it fully under, you zip it, and you squeeze all the air out.
So I'm just going to go to REI and get this, what I've been trying to say, and be done with it. So...
Yeah, except for that.
Yeah.
The most dangerous store ever.
Yeah, oh god.
Yeah.
Return. Damn, actually, when is the next garage sale?
The whippiest K-turn I've ever seen.
Yeah, I saw that before.
Yeah.
Backed up real quick.
Okay. So we're going to have to make a run.
Time.
Yeah.
So it actually might be right before the game.
That would be dangerous.
Yeah. So those garage sales were definitely... Yeah.
They actually started selling jet boils and MSRs.
I saw that.
Yeah,
they've had jet boils.
They've had them. I mean,
in store?
Four years ago?
Yeah.
So the one that I saw that caught my eye was the MSR Pocket Rocket.
Those are nice.
Yeah, you would like that one.
If you're going to
take
that...
It's like $40 though.
Honestly,
yeah. And it...
The Snow Peak stove is better.
Okay.
But it's Snow Peak. And it weighs nothing.
And
it's all titanium.
It's about the same price as the MSR Pocket Rocket.
The MSR is literally only like that by like that. It's,
yeah.
It's tiny.
The Snow Peak is just better. It's better heat control.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, those are actually things that you could probably bring with you to, you know, this kind of game.
Yeah.
I
would recommend
self-sustaining
jet boil.
Well, so I would preface that with, if you're rolling out with a squad of people, not everyone needs their own personal jet boil.
No.
Yeah.
Because like that's just excessive. Yeah. But have enough to cover being able to feed everyone efficiently.
3 days worth of MRs.
I mean, that actually might be worth getting.
That's 19 days of no pooping.
That might be worth
that
getting.
No poop boogie board cracker.
Dude, you need one MRE for like two. Yeah, it's got 5,000 calories in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I burned that in a day.
I'm a food guy, though, so...
You're a foodie, you know.
Yeah. You're a connoisseur of MREs, like...
Listen, you guys know if I went to that game, I need to be a log of fucking Copenhagen. I'd be good for a week.
And a case of Monster.
What happened last time you
stock
did
up
that?
On super meals.
No, why don't we just do, like...
Made it through the game.
You almost can't set his... you told a kid to set
let's just get,
on
like,
fire.
The... Hillshire Farms pre-cooked sausage and cheese and just eat that.
Yeah. Hey, we
get salt pork.
Dave and I want a cheese platter to a game. Yeah. A nice charcuterie to a game.
Charcuterie. Yes.
Yep.
No, they did. They left in the middle of Sovereign Tier and came back with a cheese plate. And
that's because you could do that at that shit show of a game.
And we didn't miss a single firefight.
No. Shocker.
Because we were a third of the people on the field.
Correct. we were the firefight.
Didn't you catch rounds getting out of the car, though?
We kicked the ball over
in the parking
lot.
That was later.
Oh. Yeah.
We kicked the ball over the fence and went home.
Yeah,
we brought
much.
The ball back the next day.
Pretty much.
Basically explains that entire game.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Is there anything else? Actually, Dima, is there anything that you want
to
say? You've also gone to
Milsim West.
Anything I want to bring up? Yeah, no. As you brought up before, physical fitness is definitely a big one.
Yeah.
Like I said, the
no
rock
fat
on,
bodies.
Off. Yeah. Rock on, rock off.
No fat bodies.
Reliable hydration powder, because I brought one that popped.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's... But they do supply a lot of water bottles.
Okay.
So, this is no big deal if... As far as shortage
Who
of water.
Who hasn't had a hydration bladder pop on them at a game?
I've never had one.
I've never had one.
The,
Oh, you always on canteens, that's right.
The Pantac ones.
Canteens.
Those were horrible. The Condor ones were better than those.
Yeah,
I've never had a hydro bladder pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, so, I think the Condor ones were actually just Nomart Camelbacks.
Yeah.
So if you look at them, it's almost the same material, like
the,
same fit,
the Pantac
same
ones. Honestly, I'm just going to get a Source bladder.
You can do Source.
The Camelback.
The Platypus one's dope.
Camelbacks. There's a company called, I think, Rogue Pack. They do disposable ones. Yeah, yeah, for $25, you get four bladders and a tube.
Yeah, I would do
well,
that.
Well, a lot of people are switching to Nalgene's for Milsim West.
Yeah.
So
the bottles? Or the...
Yeah, the bottles.
Why?
Just because they found it easier to pass those back and forth between, like...
I'm a clean canteen.
If you ruck or your A-bag, so that way you're not constantly tied to carrying around this 3-liter thing of water, which is heavy. So if you're like, hey, I'm only supposed to go out for like a 2-3 hour patrol... I got a full 32-ounce Nalgene and go.
Take your rear plates out, too.
Yeah, and don't bring night vision.
Yeah.
You ain't going to need that, dude. Not out there long enough.
I don't plan on getting shot in the back.
Dope and beer.
Dope and beer, man. That's all you need.
Ammo.
All right. Night vision is definitely a big thing for those games.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a lot of us don't have nods, but if you can rent them, do it.
Eat your veggies, kids.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of carrots. Eat all the carrots.
Yeah, because the night we were deployed, like, couldn't see shit. I mean, we didn't take contact. I just heard firefights all around me, didn't actually.
You plan on going?
Yeah.
Are you going to rent nods when you go there?
Yes.
I really should, yeah.
I mean...
I want
to buy
nods.
If that price is what you were saying, like, that's a really good steal, like... For the weekend, the 500, you get the nods, the helmet.
Throw it on my helmet.
And the
laser, yeah.
And it'll help you not get killed in your sleep by GMR.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Depending on what side.
You know what? You better not be sleeping.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, the biggest
assuming
thing...
Assuming there's other people watching. We're assuming you have squad on watch.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to... You have to sleep at some point.
I like sleep too much. I probably just sleep through it.
Honestly, catnapping is, like, the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Not all of us are cats.
Fuck you, I'm not a cat. But just, like, head down 30 minutes, back out.
I did that at OPP on accident on the roof of Bell Tower.
Yeah, because you're fucking narcoleptic.
Done that at OPP. Like,
got woken up by a mortar strike.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Aww.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. So other than that, I think that pretty much brings...
We got a little half-hour quickie.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. A half an hour is not really a quickie.
It's a nice brunch.
Yeah, it was a good brunch. Nice, good
brunch. Well, I mean,
brunch
a half hour is good quickie if it takes you 29 minutes to get it up.
True. Very true.
So we were going to do this at a Candlelight Diner, but too many people showed up.
Yes. We got a lot of looks when we started talking about the
launchers. Yeah.
Way too many normies.
We need to do it at 11:30 at night, not 11:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, dude, I'm so used to going there at night, and it's empty, and they have that one room in the back that's always empty, and that was open today.
There was an entire table of old ladies just staring at Mike when he said something about the standalone tag launcher.
Yeah.
Dude.
They look like the lady from, what's the movie, Harold and Kumar, where they think they're terrorists.
Oh,
yes. Like, no joke, I thought she was about to scream, jump up and scream terrorists. There was too many beards at one table talking about grenade launchers.
Dima was going on about, like, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to mow down that dude with the saw and everything, just pump rounds in him, and the lady looked like, what the fuck?
I'm talking about getting in fights on the sidewalk the other night.
Yeah. That's your job.
You're the one that's talking about, I just want to carry a gun.
Yeah, I just want to carry a gun and shoot people, and they're just like, oh my word.
Yeah. You know,
and on that bombshell,
can't be out in public.
Has been Airsoft.
Quickie.